Hello, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. This is Chris. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you? Are you in Minnesota?
Doing amazing. I'm sorry?
Are you in Minnesota?
No, we're not in Minnesota. We're currently based in New York, but I'm currently in California.
Good. Oh, good. I was going to say it's... I have friends in Minnesota I talked to the other day, and it's like 10 below there as we speak. So, good. Good. I'm glad you're in California.
Perfect. It's a bit warm over here. It's not that cold.
Yeah. Good, good.
So where are you based from?
Outside of Boston, Worcester, Massachusetts.
How's the weather there?
Yeah, it was 60 here 2 days ago, and 30. It's pretty good today. It's sunny, and you know it's like 30, but it's doable. It's not so terrible.
Perfect. So on the question at the end, so yeah, I believe you have some questions regarding the packages.
Yeah, I'm easily confused. And I'm looking at like the basic package.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference. So it says 3 months of free maintenance. What would be the maintenance cost after 3 months?
So maintenance after 3 months or 6 months or a year, it's completely optional. So if you want, we can definitely provide it. It's not that costly. It depends on whether you want a normal editor or you want an administrator to maintain the page. So basically in maintenance, what we do is we monitor the page 24/7 and make sure that any changes you wish to make, such as adding or removing information, that can be promptly implemented. Furthermore, we will also map relevant sources to the page, addressing any changes that Wikipedia or any third party moderation may make. So that is basically the maintenance. And usually it goes anywhere from $100 to $1,000, depending on who you're choosing. And it's completely optional.
Okay. Okay. So big difference in price, $750, research development.
So
then
the
we
price
go down.
So where it comes from is basically what we do in, if you look at the starter package, so there's 6 months of free maintenance, so double the amount of maintenance. Apart from that, we're also publishing an article for you, and basically the article will be supporting your Wikipedia page as a reference and a citation. So it'll be on any notable online platform, let's suppose BuzzFeed. Now, these are mid-tier publications. Apart from that, we will also be creating a basic knowledge panel. So anyone that types up your name on Google, do you have your computer or desktop in front of you?
I do.
Just write Elon Musk on Google.
Okay.
And just hit enter. So what do you
all
see?
All right. One sec. I'm a slow typer.
No worries.
I see his photos. He's got 3 photos, age
right.
52.
His age, right. That is a basic Google Knowledge Panel. So that is basically something that we can create for you as well. So if anyone types your name, you don't have to mention your age. If you don't want to, you don't have to mention your children. So it can be as detailed or as brief as you like. So that is a basic Google Knowledge Panel. And there's a small About section if you scroll down below with all the links to his social media. So all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, again, it's up to you what information you want to put out there. We can do that for you. So that is in the startup package. And it's a bit more detailed in the professional package. So the services, basically. So one social media account verification. So if anyone goes on your Instagram account, let's say, there will be a small blue tick in front of your name. So your Instagram is verified as well.
And I'm sorry, Chris, that's with the $750 package?
That's with the $1,500 package. So I'm comparing.
The $1,500.
Right. The basic is just a Wikipedia page and 3 months of free maintenance. So that is just basic.
So do you have an example of the basic $750 page?
So any Wikipedia page, if you just pull it up, without the info box. So on a Wikipedia page, there is an info box with some details and some pictures. So it is just basic Wikipedia page with just the information.
Without pictures.
Without pictures. Without pictures or any links.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So if you want and then your information out there, so that is... Go ahead.
Yeah, so for example, next week I'm heading to Austria. I'm judging World Championship ski jumping. And one of the judges I've never met, so I just Googled him to see if I knew him or where he was from. Uh-huh. And he had a Wikipedia page for being a ski jump official and an Olympic official.
Uh-huh.
And it was very basic. So I guess that's where I got the idea. But so it seems like for $1,500, it's quite a lot better than the $750, I would imagine.
Right. It is a bit of jump, almost double the amount, but the features and services that you're getting, so they make up more for the loss there. But if someone just wants their information out there, just some basic information, so we recommend going with the basic package. But for you, considering your requirements, if budget is not a major concern, I would suggest that the starter package is the best option.
And then you guys will work with me on what info and all that stuff?
Yes. So
is that a one-time charge of like $1,500?
It is a one-time fee, correct. It is a one-time fee. Okay. So once you're on board, what we do is we assign a project manager. The project manager will share a questionnaire with you. It is a very brief, open-ended and close-ended questions. So let's say, what would you like the page name to be? Do you have any articles? If not, you can just leave it empty. Some basic questions. And shouldn't take more than 5 to 10 minutes for you to fill it out. Now, what we're going to do once we receive that, we're going to gather all the information from that questionnaire and do our own research online as well. And then within 3 to 4 business days, we'll create a draft for you. We'll share that draft with you, and you can take a look. We can go back and forth. You have unlimited revisions on the draft. Only once you're satisfied with the draft, we'll go ahead and send it for publishing. And within 3 weeks, your page is going to go live.
Okay. So again, Chris, that Elon Musk one I looked at was the $1,500.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. Which is a pretty nice page.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it now, but because there I see it says videos, relationship, dongs, Prada, Is there another example of someone not as famous?
You can write Bill Gates. Right. So most people, so they have a Google Knowledge Panel. You can write maybe your favorite actor, any singer.
Yeah,
you can just
that.
Write their name. Right.
Yeah, I like this. Bill Gates is the same as, Elon Musk. That's a pretty nice, that's pretty, pretty nice. Okay. I think it sounds great. I think, why don't we get rolling?
Perfect. Are you still on the chat with me?
Let me go back.
I believe you're offline. I see.
Oh, did I lose you?
No, I see you on the website. Here we go. Let's see.
Yep.
I can just type. Hi. So perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and generate a payment link as we speak, and I'll share that. Just allow me a moment.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me pull up the terminal. Let's see over here. And if I put you on a default.
Please.
Perfect. Just allow me a moment. Let me just generate this payment link.
Okay.
Thank you so much for holding. Are you there with me, Mark?
Yes.
Perfect. I've just shared the payment link with you. It's
okay.
For $1,500 for the starter packet. So once the payment is processed, just let me know on the chat. I'll go ahead and assign a project manager, and then within half an hour or so, you'll receive a paid invoice along with the questionnaire.
Okay. I'm going to fill this out now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Meanwhile, let me just go ahead and check which project manager is available. Let's see.
Okay. Name on card. Okay. So just curious, are you from Minnesota?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Just the Minnesota phone number.
Yes, so basically our company assigns these phone numbers to us. So these are all company provided.
Just curious. I was just there. That's why I was wondering. Okay, I just filled it out.
Perfect. Thank you. Paid. Perfect. I have received that. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to go ahead and assign a project manager. And is this the best email to reach you out at remarkboston@yahoo.com?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. I'm going ahead and sharing my details with you as well in the meanwhile. So there's my email address. There's my work number as well, along with the work WhatsApp. So it may not work currently for some reason, but within an hour or so, my number may work, but my email is working. So, yeah, those are my details in case you want to reach me out or this number that you're that I'm calling you from. So you can reach out at this number and ask for me, Chris Gray, and I'll be there to assist you. But within half an hour or so, you will be receiving an email from your project manager. Do check your spam and junk folder.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You have a great rest of the day ahead, and looking forward to working with you on this.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.